Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 in Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday here on the show. It is the first day of spring, believe it or not. Spring is here, which you wouldn't have known if you looked outside around here, but anyway, we got a lot to get into here today because it is Wednesday, and you know what that means. Although, obviously, the top story was something that I'm not sure anybody was expecting to happen today. But we've got a settlement in the UFC lawsuit. And we're going to talk about that today. And as coincidence would have it, we have a former UFC fighter on staff, Filthy Tom Lawler. And he's going to be on the show tomorrow afternoon, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. As of today, I don't think he knows anything. In fact, if you've gone online, if you've looked at the tweets from the fighters, like there's a lot of fighters just going, do I get anything? So I think a lot of people don't know exactly what's going on right now, how much they're going to get out of this settlement. But maybe he'll know more tomorrow. So Tom's going to be on the show tomorrow, and we will talk about this lawsuit and what it means. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back from the break. In addition to that, we've got AEW Dynamite coming up tonight. It's the big show in Toronto. And we, of course, have the I Quit match, Christian versus Adam Copeland for the TNT title and more. Also, Rampage immediately following Dynamite, 3-hour block of AEW tonight. We got lineups for a bunch of shows. If you want them, SmackDown, Raw, NXT already has 6 matches announced for next week's show. Got Stand and Deliver, WrestleMania. We got Raw ratings and all of the rest of the news, including a winner of the New Japan Cup. I was wrong. We'll see what that means. Plenty more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And the big story today, TKO, parent company of WWE and UFC, has agreed to a settlement in a pair of class action lawsuits that have been in process for a decade. Settlement that will see the former pay out $335 million to former fighters. News was revealed Wednesday via an SEC filing. Settlement for both Kung Lee and versus Zuffa and Kajon Johnson versus Zuffa came on March 13th and is a far cry from the $1.6 billion that was originally sought for by plaintiffs like Lee, Nate Quarry, Brandon Vera, Kyle Kingsbury, John Fitch, and others. Originally filed by Lee in 2014, antitrust suit included as many as 1,200 fighters that competed in the UFC at least once between December 16, 2010 and June 30, 2017 and did not opt out of the suit. They collectively sued the UFC for lost wages and back pay, claiming the UFC signed them into long-term agreements and then bought up all of their competition, stifling the market. Difference in the two cases is that while they are similar in nature, they came at different points in time, with the Johnson case coming after fighters had signed waivers against being part of a class action lawsuit. Johnson case was also looking for injunctive relief in addition to damages, which would have changed how future contracts could be written. The Lee case was seeking just damages. How the money is distributed among the 1,200 fighters is unknown as of now. Industry reporter John Nash speculated there will likely almost be zero damages for Johnson because most signed class action waivers. The UFC announced that the $335 million will be paid out in installments over time and is likely to be tax deductible for TKO. After news of the lawsuit broke, TKO's stock rose $5.8609 as of this writing. And there's more on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. If you go to any of the MMA websites, you can read more. Now, here's my take on this. You ready?
Yes.
All right. So they threw around a lot of big numbers. $1.6 billion, triple damages, $5 billion. Remember these crazy numbers they were throwing around?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked this question a long time ago, and I'm not going to sit here and say I was right, but I asked the question, and now I think that I asked the right question. And the question is, okay, would I have liked Filthy Tom to have been paid more? Of course. Do I think all of these fighters deserve more? Of course. Okay. Did UFC underpay them? Was that wrong of them? Were they jerks to pay them as little as they did? Well, of course. Okay. However, this is a legal case, and we've been dealing with a lot of legal stuff of late, which has made some people very mad, but we're dealing with a legal issue here. Okay. If I own a McDonald's and the minimum wage is $15 and I hire a bunch of people and I'm paying them $7 an hour under the table, hiring 8-year-olds, whatever, okay, I'm breaking a lot of laws. What I'm doing is illegal, okay? In the case of UFC, they offered X amount of money to these fighters. The fighters agreed. They signed a contract. There is no minimum wage for fighters, okay? Is what they did illegal? Is it illegal to pay them what they paid these fighters? That was the question that I asked. It's not a question about was it like the right thing to do? Was it the nice thing to do? Were they jerks? The question is it legal? Okay? And at the end of the day, when I look at what TKO paid out, $335 million, okay? And keep in mind, this is not $335 million for each of those lawsuits. This is $335 million total for both lawsuits, okay? What that tells me is that the belief was, from the fighter side, that I don't know if we're going to win this thing if this goes to court. And obviously, UFC didn't want it to go to court because they don't want all of this information. And there was a lot that already came out, like a lot of text messages and, you know, a lot of stuff came out they didn't want coming out. And so my guess is that at the end of the day, you know, the fighter side figured, I don't think we're going to win this in court, but we settle, we can get a lot of money. You know, $335 million is still a lot of money. And, you know, TKO was happy to just get out of this with $335 million and have to open up the books or whatever. And I think that's what happened here. So, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, they can still pay fighters whatever they want. I mean, there was nothing that was ruled where, you know, you have to pay them X amount or whatever. So, you know, I would say that if I were a fighter, I would be quite disappointed in this. And the idea of, you know, everybody's going to get millions of dollars or whatever. I mean, I also don't know how everyone's going to get paid. Like, is this going to be split equally? Is Filthy going to get the same payout as Conor McGregor? Is it some sort of, you know, if you were somebody that was paid more? I don't know how this is going to work. Nobody does. But at the end of the day, I mean, even if they split it like boom, 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 everyone gets the exact same amount. I mean, you're talking maybe 100,000, couple hundred thousand per fighter. So they did not come out of this really as winners, I don't think.
Well, you get a little over 200,000 or something. I'm terrible at math. I'm not going to ask you to do it because you're terrible as well, too. But that's without the lawyers taking their chunk off the top of this as well, too. You know, you got to factor that in. We have to see. Look, the answer is unionize. The answer is unionize. And they're not going to because of promises where you could be Conor McGregor. You could make so much money in this that you could, you know, completely act a fool at any moment in time. And even he took on boxing Floyd Mayweather and doing other things to make more money because you are limited in what you're going to make in UFC. So it's either, if it's not unionized, the only thing you can really do is get better representation and try to increase your star to a point where they need you in the same way that they need a John Jones or a Conor McGregor or a very, you know, handful of other people. That's about the best you can do at this point. And that's the same goes for WWE, because in wrestling, the same thing goes. And there, they have even more of a reason to do it now, because you have agents, you have Endeavor that now owns this company. If now, and the way they look at things as being part sport and part entertainment venue, you can easily, to me right now, it would be probably the best time to unionize, but they won't, because you can't get enough people to get on board, especially those at the tippy top that are benefiting from the system that's already in. So I don't know if there's a really ever going to be an answer to this, because there never was an answer in boxing as well, too. And again, they're all from the same family tree.
And I think the other issue on the fighter side is that at the end of the day, they were trying to argue that we were signed to these restrictive contracts, and then UFC bought all of these promotions, and they were a monopoly. And I think, as we all know, I mean, that's pretty hard to argue that, like, if I left UFC, I couldn't fight anywhere. I mean, there were multiple organizations where you could go to fight. And, you know, some of these people left UFC and made way more money in these other organizations. I mean, it's just, I don't think that they were confident in their case going to court, and that's why they settled for, you know, a fraction of what people had suggested they were going to get out of this entire thing. That's the story.
That's pretty much it.
We'll talk to Tom about this tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully.
It's been estimated about 195,000. If they split it equally amongst all of the fighters, it would be 195,000.
But are we factoring in what the lawyers are going to take off the top of the
Well, yeah, and we also don't know.
You can go ahead and take probably 30% of that and knock off 30%. From there, maybe.
And you've got taxes that you have to pay off that settlement.
And does Demetrius Johnson, do Quarry and Lee and others, will they get more of a lion's share because they have evidence of this or that or something like that? So, yeah, it's going to be real interesting to see what filters down to everybody that's a part of this thing.
I get a moment with more Observer Live.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Thank you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And Mike, you called it right.
I did.
And it turns out that Yota Tsuji won.
Yes.
He won. So now we have some interesting questions here, because this means it's Naito and Yota Tsuji coming up here in just a few weeks. April 6th, Sakura Genesis. Mm-hmm. And a week later, it is the Windy City Riot show with Jon Moxley against Naito. So remember, a lot of people were saying, maybe the reason that the BCC isn't in that tag tournament is because they don't want to beat Moxley. He's going to win the title from Naito. Well, now we got a lot of questions. Is Tsuji going to win the title? If he wins the title, then Moxley and Naito is just a match. If he loses the title, then Naito and Moxley is a title match. Is Moxley going to win the title? What are they doing here? And I don't have an answer. And we shall see. I don't know about Tsuji winning the title this early. I mean, the funny thing is, like, he should have won it like last year when he was hot. Remember they had that match and it was like, why didn't this guy beat Sonata? What's going on? Well, now Naito's a champion, probably for the last time, would be my guess. I could be wrong. Yeah. He's only had it for 3 months, 2 months, almost 3 months. And are you really just going to have Tsuji just win it here? Sakura Genesis, April 6th. Away we go. Is that what we're doing? I don't know.
Well, you can make a case for it, but they did nothing during their post-match today to indicate that they were adding drama into LIJ, who they are both a part of. Naito being the older guy who started it, or at least the Japan version of it, and Tsuji coming in from Mexico, where the roots of the group were from. They didn't do any of that. So do you, on the 6th, go ahead and have Naito do something heelish? Outright heelish, but feet on the ropes, do something to get the victory, and then start building Tsuji and Naito towards later in the year, which gives you still your Moxley Naito IWGP World Heavyweight Championship match that I'm sure a lot of people in Chicago are buying tickets for, or that's one of the main reasons they're going to that show. Could you look, New Japan could, and I don't think for one second they are doing this. You really want to do something big. I mean, have Tsuji win the belt, have him come over here, and have him beat Moxley on WrestleMania weekend. Do I think that'll happen? Absolutely not.
It'll be absolutely not, because they sold so many tickets for people to see Naito and Jon Moxley. You can't change that match.
But here's the thing. If you still have Naito on that show, or you make it a three-way with Tsuji or something like that, I think, you know, if you're New Japan, if you're going to move with Tsuji now, that would be a hell of a way to do it, to really establish this guy and say across the world on that weekend, you know, he defeated not only the guy he already beat for the belt, but then defeated Jon Moxley too, you know, one of the biggest stars in America. So I don't think any of that will happen, but I kind of would love to see that happen, because I think Yota Tsuji, he is not as hot as he was, but I don't think you're going to need to pump a whole lot of air behind him before he heats back up again to that level in Japan. I think it's inevitable. It's just a matter of when this year he goes ahead and takes that title off of Naito, or maybe, I guess, January 4th, 2025.
Well, we have Dynamite tonight and Rampage. No Collision this weekend. We've got just Dynamite and Rampage back-to-back in a three-hour block. And we have Christian versus Adam Copeland, I Quit match for the TNT title. And Copeland has basically said this is the culmination of a 40-year story. So I don't think we're going to have some wacky screw job or anything like that.
They're not in the sixth inning?
I think Copeland's winning this title and sending everybody in Toronto home happy. Eddie Kingston versus Okada for the Continental title, which, hey, we've been talking about this for a while. There's a bunch of things happening. Eddie Kingston has three belts. He's putting one on the line here against Okada. He's putting the other on the line against Mark Briscoe at the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, the Ring of Honor title. And he, of course, he's still got the New Japan Strong title as well. So what's happening here? Is Okada winning one belt tonight? Mark Briscoe's winning another belt at the pay-per-view? And Eddie Kingston will just have one title, and we have introduced again basically two more belts to the promotion? Or...
Where do you get this other belt? I just don't understand.
Mike,
this.
Mike, listen.
What?
Okay.
They've had the Ring of Honor title before. They've had the NJPW.
I know, but they put them all together. So one guy is walking around with three belts. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
When Eddie Kingston and Okada are on the show, there's only one belt. If Okada wins, there will now be an extra belt on the show. Okay? There's an extra added belt.
Just
and if Mark Briscoe wins the Ring of Honor pay-per-view and continues to wrestle on AEW television, there will be another extra belt. So if you're counting belts on the show, how many people have a belt? We're adding two by splitting up this title.
Yes,
that's what's happening here.
We're also dealing in hypotheticals here. And hypothetically, once that belt goes off of Kingston and onto Okada, he then goes ahead and has that ROH title with Mark Briscoe that he could lose to Mark Briscoe. And frankly, I would make Mark Briscoe the entire selling point. I would put on extra footage of him at the farm every week, extra promos. I would do everything possible to build up Honor Club and make Mark Briscoe that dude and only see him occasionally on Collision or Dynamite.
That would make me so sad.
I know it would, but like to me, I'm looking at this from a business, try to sell the damn thing because I'm sure they could use some subscribers. Go ahead and do that. And then take the New Japan Strong title and lose it and get it the hell out of there. That's what they should do. The Strong title should not be on TV unless it's building up Forbidden Door. It's just not important to be there, especially when you have a secondary group that you own in Ring of Honor, and you've muddied the waters with that. Look, I take that back. You know what? We are going to have an extra title on there, because once Queen Aminata goes ahead and wins this ROH World Women's Television Title Tournament, then she's probably going to have that belt on Rampage and on Dynamite and Collision, too.
I'll bet she doesn't win.
Who do you think it is?
Well, it's her and Billy Starks, right?
Oh, yeah. It's down to
Billy Starks was in the finals for the Ring of Honor title tournament, right?
Yeah.
And she lost.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've watched Tony Khan book for 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that she lost that one, and she's going to win this one. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
You could be, because you've watched Tony's booking for the last 5 years and been baffled by it at points.
Well, of late I've been baffled by it. Of late I have no idea what's going on. I used to be able to look at everything and need to know exactly what was going on. Now I look at it and I'm wrong half the time. And I don't know if that's good. I personally think it's bad. I don't know about the rest of you, but like that doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's the thing. You can disagree with a story or a booking like everybody going, are you out of your mind last year? Why wasn't it Drew? Why wasn't it Sammy? Why wasn't it Cody? And that things have worked out that way. That is undisputable, that things have worked out just fine. When it comes to AEW, with some of the things they do, you come up with some things that seem to make a lot more sense, and then you watch their story, and it either hits a wall, falls off a cliff, it rarely rises up and gets better and is better than probably what you were thinking in your own mind.
Deonna and Thunder Rosa versus Toni Storm and Mariah May.
Deonna and Thunder Rosa.
Yeah. Who I think are supposed to be baby faces, but man, they're going to have a bad night. It's going to be Geek City for those two.
Thunder Rosa should be a baby face, but she can't, I guess, help. But I guess she wants to be a heel, but she should be a full-blown baby face. Deonna Purrazzo should be a heel. And Toni
and Toni and Mariah should be baby faces.
Yes, I know. I know.
Chris Jericho faces Hook. We will hear from Mercedes Moné, and then for the Rampage show, we have a tournament wild card match, Best Friends versus Kyle Fletcher and Powerhouse Hobbs. My guess is that Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta win that one, and then the street fight with Statlander and Willow Nightingale versus Julia Hart and Sky Blue. Is tonight the night
that Julia Hart finally gets hurt for good?
No,
possibly.
That Chris Statlander turns on Willow.
Well,
it's coming, guys. I shouldn't say that. In the old days, it would be coming. Now, I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what's going on. I mean, for all I know, Sky Blue may turn babyface tonight. Who knows? But that's tonight.
Right.
That's tonight here on this program. All right. Raw Monday. Actually, first we should talk about this. John Porco, who first joined WWE as a PR officer in 1999. Spent 24 years with the company. Hold titles such as Director of Live Events, Senior Director of Live Event Marketing, Senior President of Live Events, was promoted to Executive Vice President of Live Events.
It's a lot of titles and a lot of words in those
and
titles.
And he left. Which raises a lot of questions.
Really?
Well, yeah. Have you looked at their live event business?
Pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Go out on top, brother.
I guess.
Yeah.
We don't know if he left or they fired him or I don't know what. He just left.
Well,
I presume he left.
Yeah.
But, man, maybe he did want to leave on top. I mean, he's been there since 99. I don't know how old the guy is.
Sure. Parlay that into something else.
Golly.
Right now. Plus, look, 25 years with one company. I mean, that's a long time. And granted, a lot of people join that company really young. So I'll assume that he did. Maybe he did at 25 years old. He's 50 years old. He's probably got a good deal of money built up. Like, go ahead and enjoy life or go ahead and try to find something that where you're working for yourself or doing something that you want to do every day. But who
Brandon
knows?
Thurston had a chart of like everything's doing. And like these WWE live events are crushing.
Killing.
Dynamite, television tapings, Collision. I mean, everything. These house shows are doing ridiculous numbers. And the TV, like, sellout, 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 12,000, 13,000.
Per head merch. Yeah.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hi, my name is Alani. A little thing I like about the Spicy Deluxe sandwich is that you taste the crunch, you taste the pepper jack cheese melting, and you taste the spicy flavors in the sandwich. I'm telling you, 10 out of 10.
Hi, my name's Enrique. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's Spicy Deluxe sandwich is you get that rich flavor of the chicken and definitely that nice, tangy, warm bite. It's the perfect harmony of spiciness and taste.
Order the Spicy Deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tell the people, Brian. Tell them.
Tell them what
this
I bought.
Beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, I bought a Finex cast iron skillet. And it's the best thing I ever bought in my life. I've been cooking. You know, the pandemic was like absolutely horrible, but there was one good thing that came out of it for me, and that is that I couldn't go anywhere. And so I just learned to cook, and I cook every meal now. And now that I've got this cast iron skillet.
I love how you had to be in your 40s to actually make a meal for yourself.
Well, I made meals, but I'm talking cooking. I'm talking cooking.
Searing them steaks on the...
Oh, man, it was sunny the last few days. We were barbecuing, pan-frying these steaks. Oh, the stuff that I've been making. Yeah, so we have an air fryer as well. An air fryer.
Do you have a Dutch oven?
I had two barbecues, but I brought one back.
Wait, two? Wait, did you... Now, were they charcoal?
Now, you don't remember the barbecue story when I went to buy a grill and then they mislabeled it? And so
yes.
I told them, and then they brought over a new grill, but they didn't take the other one back. So I had two grills. I had a free grill. And after a while, I was just like, yeah, I'll take it back. Took it back.
You do need to change over to charcoal, though. You desperately need to.
Well, maybe
that's
someday.
How you. That's when you really want to advance your cooking skills. Let's see you out there with some cherry wood and all that stuff. Cooking up something there, throwing the slats in there. Come on.
All right, a couple of other notes here. The Raw rating 1.69 million and 8.55. So don't have hourly numbers yet, but I mean it's down 4% in viewers, 1% in 18 to 49. I don't know how the Becky and Nia Jax held the audience. Nia Jax match held the audience, but it's fine. It's whatever. And we had the NXT show, and Lance watched it. I don't know what he thought of it, but I think I know. But I will say this. I will say this about that NXT show last night. Whatever you thought of the show, if you watched it, perhaps you thought it was good, perhaps you thought it was bad, perhaps you thought it was great. Whatever you thought, it was way better than the last several weeks. I thought this show, by NXT standards of late, was good. Was it a good show overall? I don't know about that. But compared to like the last month or so, where it's just been like off the rails, I thought it was much better this week. So a quick look. We'll do a full review later on. Ronnie Biddy Show, Observer Radio. We had Roxanne beating Tatum Paxley. So she demanded a match against Lyra coming up at the pay-per-view, and Lyra gave it to her. They actually set up a lot of matches for the Stand and Deliver show. I could actually save a lot of time by just going over the lineup for Stand and Deliver, because that's most of what they did last night. But we have Ilya Dragunov against Tony D for the NXT title. We have Lyra defending against Roxanne Perez. And quite frankly, Roxanne should win her belt back.
Yeah.
Unless she's going up to the main roster after WrestleMania, which would be by far the superior option. But I don't know if they're going to do that yet.
They're also giving Lyra the out, too, because last night she came out in a sling, was knocked around by Roxanne, who put the armbar on her. So they already kind of have this thing set up where Lyra can sell the injury and Roxanne can get the win.
Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes. Still no stip. There's nothing. I think they got to add a stip to this match.
I think so, too.
Whether it's lights out, loser leaves town, whatever. We have Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin defending the titles against the winners of the number one contenders tournament. And I think we've got a three-way next week, if I recall correctly. And the winner of that match is going to get the title shot. And actually, I've got the full lineup here. Well, we got the Wolf Dogs. Actually, we don't have that match next week. We have Akira Tozawa and Otis facing Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin. And if they win, they get added to the title match at Stand and Deliver. I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see. Carmelo and Trick Williams will be doing prime target vignettes. Elio will be facing Stax Lorenzo. Poor Stax. That brother. Sean Spears faces Dijak. Josh Briggs versus Duke Hudson. And Thea Hale versus Jasmine Nix.
Oh, man. Are they going to add Spears into the mix of that North American title match?
Well, I think they're doing for the North American title at the Stand and Deliver. I'm pretty sure they're doing like a multi-person match of some sort.
Well,
because Ava said something to Duke about how, you know, I've had my eye on you and I got an idea and maybe it'll put you in contention for that North American title. So I think they're doing a multi-man.
I like the idea of just the three of Obafemi, Brooks Jensen, and Dijak together. I think that would be perfect. Although I guess too, with the inexperience of both Jensen in multi-person matches and Obafemi just overall, you know, adding Sean Spears, I guess, would add some, you know, veteran presence and somebody else to help out in that match.
And if you've not watched the show yet, but you're planning on doing it, what I want you to do is this, okay?
All right.
I want you to watch Sol Ruka versus Brinley Reese, okay?
Yes.
And then I want you to watch the Gallows and Anderson versus Hank and Tank, okay?
Okay.
Brother, two different businesses, okay? The Sol Ruka Brinley Reese match, I mean, I'll make it clear. For what it was fine, okay? But it was two people that practiced a match move for move for maybe weeks. I don't even know how long. And they got on national television, and they did their routine that they practiced. They didn't mess anything up, and they pulled it off. And, you know, it was fine, but it was not like... And it also was not Savage Steamboat, which also was a choreographed match. But there was like, you know, music between the notes, play to the crowd, reactions, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this was just like, they may as well have done it in an empty building. It was just move, 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 finish. That was it. And, you know, I bring it up because I think people will watch that match and go, my God, Sol Ruka, she should be on the main roster now. Absolutely not. Neither of these two. Absolutely not. And honestly, you know, with Tiffany, everybody was raving about Tiffany, and she was not ready for the main roster either.
No.
She's not ready right now, but everything's fine. They're protecting her. They're giving her specific spots to make her look good, but she's not at that level of working yet. And if you watch this Brinley Reese match, and then you watch the Hank and Tank match against Gallows and Anderson, I mean, let me tell you what Gallows and Anderson are not doing. They're not going down and practicing a match for 2 weeks with these two guys.
No.
And then what they're doing, and you could see it, like you could watch it. I mean, they're screaming spots as they do this match. They called most of the match in the ring. And you can watch these two matches, and it's just like, it's just hits you in the face. They're doing two totally different things. And this was great for Hank and Tank. You know, they got to be in there with a team that has been all over the world and wrestled everywhere, done everything, and they're in there trying to teach them how to call a match and work a match in the ring. And it was good. And then the Trick Williams, you know, him and Noam Dar, I mean, it was the same thing. You know, Noam's another guy. They did not sit there and go over this match move for move. And I should note that when you watch Trick Williams in a match that has been choreographed from start to finish, it's very different than when you watch him in there with Noam Dar and they're calling a fair amount of it in the ring. I mean, you can see he's not quite ready for the main roster yet. He's got everything when it comes to charisma. His promos are great. But in terms of on the main roster, show up at the building on Monday. Here's your match. You got 2 hours. Put it together. Go out there and do it live in front of 2 million people, 1.65 million people. You know, it's he's not quite ready for that yet. So I hope he's not called up immediately, but we'll see.
They don't need him to be called up immediately. That's the other thing, is we still have Bron Breakker and Carmelo Hayes who have not broken out on the main roster yet because they haven't been actually fully called up yet. They got to get rid of the NXT stuff first, and then that leaves a huge hole in NXT that Trick Williams can continue to fill, frankly, until next WrestleMania. But I don't know if it's going to take that long for him to make his way up to the main roster. It'll probably be the way things are going by Survivor Series.
And the rest of it was just normal, you know, setting up matches for the pay-per-view, setting up matches for next week. I mean, hey, you know, that's one thing you can say about NXT. When you watch the show, you know what's coming up at the pay-per-view, and you know what's coming up next week. Because all they do is matches and shoot angles for the next show.
And that's why the show was better last night, is because when you walk out of that show, you, again, this is like WWE after 3 hours. The best thing that your audience can walk away with are the big points. You know, do they have the big things to carry with them, and did they come out of that, you know, positively? And I thought last night with NXT, they did. I think the last couple of weeks, especially because of Trick Williams, that has been the case.
So, yeah, later on today, we'll talk about this show with Lance because he watched it. We'll get his thoughts. I don't think he liked it as much as me.
Probably.
But he hasn't been watching the show for the last month and a half. If he had, he'd have loved this show. And by the way, you know who's a great tag team is Axiom and Nathan Frazier.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, my God.
And I hope they don't break him up and have him feud. I think they're funny. I think they're talented. I like watching them work in the ring. I mean, I don't know if they'll ever make it to the main roster or not. I don't care if they can be really entertaining and put on great matches in NXT. They're almost a perfect opponent for anybody. Small guys, they have, you know, again, experience now. Nathan Frazier, a lot more experience than he had coming in as Ben Carter. And Axiom's been around for a while. They, to me, again, they fill the hole that Legato left and that other teams have left moving up to the main roster.
Hey, don't forget, by the way, it's that time of year. F4W Observer Convention, Las Vegas, this May, Memorial Day weekend.
FOWonline.com/Vegas.
FOWonline.com/Vegas. May 24th through May 26th. And while AEW has not officially announced the Double or Nothing show, I'm pretty confident that it's that weekend.
What if they swerve you? What happens?
Well, that would suck.
Party at Tom's.
But I'm 99.99% sure that that's where the show is going to be. And I presume they're not going to announce it until after the April pay-per-view. Could be wrong. But that only gives them a month to really sell tickets, so they should do it like, how about tonight, maybe?
They don't want to go head up with Poder 5.
But if you want to go to the AEW pay-per-view and you want to join us, we're going to have an all-you-can-eat steak dinner at Texas Day Brazil, a meet-and-greet with, for the first time ever, Vinny and I. We're going to do a live Brian and Vinny show with a Q&A. You can join us there for that. If you ever want to ask questions for the Facebook, but like you just can't because Granny won't friend you, well, now's your chance at this Q&A. And sweet party, details to come. Ed's Pro Wrestling Show, annual brunch at the Wicked Spoon, and brother, you're in Vegas all weekend. It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. FOWonline.com/Vegas. That's what we're doing.
Have you ever lost anybody out there? Any stories about that? Somebody?
I almost lost Ed once. Unfortunately, we found him.
Found him.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, Lance Storm joining us in an hour. We'll be talking about NXT, whatever else he's got on his mind. And should be a fun show. We did a survey recently. A lot of people wanted more Lance. So we got to get him on here today. Don't tell him that, though.
No.
I don't need his head to get any bigger. You know how that guy is.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that's good. Anybody ask for more me?
Of course.
Besides the YouTube chat.
So later on tonight, also Wrestling Observer Radio, myself and Dave Meltzer, we got a lot to talk about. The NXT show, the AEW show tonight in Toronto, and Rampage. God, I hope we can start before 3 a.m. tonight.
Good luck.
Got to watch. Oh, Lance is too late. He was listening. Darn it. But anyway, so yeah, tonight, Dave, and then tomorrow will be the Brian and Vinny show talking AW NXT. All of these four subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. And last night, the Brian and Vinny show, we talked WWF Challenge 1986. Jack Foley was on the show. A young Mankind, essentially. And a lot of other wacky stuff as well. We got one more next week. And at the rate things are going, we may do another month of WWF Challenge. People have been having a good time with that one. And I can't get anyone to go with my idea of watching The Young and the Restless. A full month of that. Not seem to be going for it. You want to do it? All right.
I'll do that one.
Hey, we're out of time, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.